And here comes Outside the Box, trying not to turn something positive on its head. Today's topic is guilty until proven innocent. In a court of law, we're told that a person on trial is considered innocent until proven guilty. At least that's the principle on which our justice system is supposed to work. But outside the courtroom, it may be the opposite. People are assumed to be guilty unless they can show that they're innocent. It comes out as negative stereotypes that assume a person will do harm even when there's no evidence of that. The stop-and-frisk policy of some police departments is an example, where someone is suspected of a crime when no evidence of any crime or their connection to one exists. Guilty until proven innocent also applies on a nationwide scale. People with darker skins, African Americans, Latin Americans, Native Americans, may be assumed less honest and trustworthy. The experience of Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates being arrested for trying to get into his own home was a public example of how those with darker skins are more likely to be seen as wrongdoers. It happens to women, working class or low-income people, LGBTQ people, and others who are the subject of negative stereotyping. Women are often denied loans or experience other "she can't do that" attitudes simply because of gender. Working people are viewed as so-called uncultured rednecks who don't belong in country clubs, on boards of directors, or in positions of authority. Some cities have tried to criminalize panhandling or arrest people who look homeless. Many religious conservatives believe lesbians, gay men, and transgender people are sinners and violators of religious law, just for who they are. Recent attempts to make voting harder is based on the assumption that preventing possible, but very unlikely, voter fraud is more important than making voting as easy and efficient as possible. People receiving welfare or unemployment benefits have been attacked as, quote, undeserving, end quote, even though they have every right to those payments and need to have them. Prisoners and people with disabilities are paid a few pennies per hour for their labor, under the belief that they don't deserve adequate pay. More examples of guilty until proven innocent. Our economic and social systems are constructed with some people declaring others guilty and preventing them from obtaining the rights and opportunities we all desire and ought to have. Guilty until proven innocent also happens on a political level. It seems that nothing that the governments of Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, and North Korea do is laudable, as judged by the U.S. government. The Iraqi government suffered a war a decade ago because it was judged guilty of having so-called weapons of mass destruction when it had none. So, what's a better way? Should we reverse this attitude of guilty until proven innocent? Does that mean assuming people are always innocent until proven guilty? What would it mean to do that? When it comes to stereotypes, assuming the best, innocent, rather than the worst, guilty, would be better. Better still might be eventually chucking all the stereotypes and not judging at all, neither guilty nor innocent. But for today's program, I'm going to assume that all of you listening right now are innocent of any scorn for what I'm saying, and guilty only of appreciating, if not agreeing with, the points of this feature. When do you assume people are innocent until proven guilty? When do you assume the opposite? And when do you assume neither? I'm Larry Danziger, optimistically believing that people are basically good and trying to give everyone the benefit of the doubt.